Hi, I'm Crystal. I'm a token, which means I often show up in communities as the only Black person. I'm not just Black. I'm a woman, bisexual, autistic, and disabled, and sometimes I'm the only one in all those categories. When we talk about wanting diversity in an organization, we mean we want people who have different types of identity. That's hard to do, because while our differences make us special, our similarities make us comfortable. You like being comfortable. You are part of a community or workplace, and you probably have a majority of certain identities in your membership. In the US and Western Europe, most organizations are majority white, educated, and middle class. When you are in the majority, you make the rules, which means moving through the world is easier for you. When someone who is not in the majority tries to move through the same world, they may have difficulty. That's why those people are called marginalized. They live their lives in the asterisks and footnotes of majority culture. I'm here to explain what the marginalized people in your community experience and how you can make your organization more comfortable for them. Whether you are organizing vegans, moms, or local history buffs, you probably want diversity. You heard somewhere that diversity is great, and you've tried to recruit people who don't look like you. You're really passionate about your community, but you're confused why people from insert marginalized group here, never come out or apply. That's why I'm here. I've spent all of my life in community. From engineers to kinksters, Methodists to polyamorists, I've been a token in many different situations. At some point, I accepted the crown of tokenism and ran with it. I've spent my time trying to increase diversity in different organizations, as well as speaking and writing about it. I'm usually the bearer of bad news, because diversity is less about the people you're attracting than it is about you, your values, your culture, and your community. Here are three steps towards making your organization more diverse. 1. Prepare your community. 2. Do the work. 3. Create culture-conscious spaces. In order to transform into an organization that is more comfortable to marginalized people, you must do what I call the work. The work is called anti-racism or anti-oppression work because you are undoing power imbalances to lift up the marginalized voices in your community. I describe how to get prepared for the work in the first part of this book. In the second part, I talk about the basics of privilege, bias, and microaggressions. Each section ends with discussion questions to help your members start doing the work. Finally, I give practical ways that you can create meeting spaces that are more comfortable for everyone. You may wonder, why should I change our community in the name of diversity? Our community is great, and great people will be attracted to it. The truth is that access is a privilege. If you are privileged, you don't naturally see the obstacles marginalized people face in their everyday lives. You may have heard things about Black people getting stopped by police more often or being followed around stores. Whether you believe those things happen or not, ethnic minorities have a different experience of the world. It's a similar story for queer people, people with disabilities, religious minorities, and immigrants. Lack of access is not just in our heads. It has been researched and documented by scholars and YouTubers. The stress from lack of access makes showing up in a community difficult. We have to spend energy coping with implicit bias and microaggressions. When we use all of our energy, we have less energy to do the things we want to do. We might only show a part of ourselves, or we might not show up at all. You may think, I already know this. I'm a great ally. Stay tuned. Even people who think they are helping are sometimes causing harm. I find this to be true when we cross categories of marginalization, sometimes called intersectionality. For instance, you may be white and identify as queer, which leads you to feel empathy for Black people because you have been denied some civil rights. The truth is, there could be ways you are alienating your Black members, even with some shared experiences. I wrote this book for you, too.